اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRAB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We really welcome you all. Thank you so much for joining us today. And here are again some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Fawad Haider, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Sayyid Ali Nasir. I really welcome you all. Salaam alaikum, and how are you? Fine?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Fawad?
Fine, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Everything all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Ali Nasir? How about you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Alhamdulillah. Great.
Okay. That's great. That's great. So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, so today, inshallah, we will be working on verse number 49 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein, and Fawad. Ready, inshallah?
Yes.
Verse 49 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's listen.
وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَ لَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ.
Great. I'll be inshallah reading. Make sure you repeat and listen carefully, okay?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ
وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ
يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ
يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ.
MashaAllah, long breath. That's nice.
وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ
وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ.
أحسنتم. MashaAllah. Allah Almighty says in this ayah that, O Prophet Musa عليه السلام, وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ. Remember the time, remind yourself of the time when we delivered you from Pharaoh's clan, when we rescued you. نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ. نَجَّيْنَا نِجَات, okay? When we rescued you, or when we delivered you from the Pharaoh's clan, from the Pharaoh's soldiers. Yasumunakum, the Pharaoh's clan, who what? Yasumunakum su al-adhab, who inflicted a terrible torment, okay, on you, punishments or torments, okay, tortures, okay. So the Ali Fir'aun, or the Pharaoh's clan, or the Pharaoh's nation, the Pharaoh's army, who were like inflicting, okay, a terrible torture on you. So, yudhabbihun, what type of tortures? Yudhabbihun abna'akum, they were slaughtering your sons, your kids. ويستحيون نساءكم, and they were letting your wife stay alive, or they were not, like, they were not killing your wives, okay? Sparing your women, I mean, it means that they were not killing your wives, okay, your women. Instead, they were asking them to be their servants. Look, they were killing the males, okay, but not the females. In the other verse of the Quran, we have that says they were killing the ladies and keeping the man alive. Okay, the kids, the sons alive, the daughters killing. Okay, like before Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was appointed. So the Arabs who were like illiterate Arabs, okay, they were doing the same, okay, as Fir'aun. They were killing their girls. They were burying their girls, their daughters
alive,
okay? Fir'aun was doing the same. So, وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. This was a great test, or a big test for you from your Lord. Now, one question we will answer, and that's all about this ayah. That why Pharaoh was killing the sons? Huh?
Because a person told him one male will come and destroy your empire.
He had a dream, okay? Or somebody told him that one of the Bani Israel, one person from the Bani Israel, okay, will come and he will destroy all your kingdom, your empire, and he will kill you. Or this is one, okay, the next reason, which is possible to be that, he was so much afraid of the spread of the nation of Bani Israel, okay? Because the nation of Bani Israel was so populated. So he was so much afraid, okay? Because the nation was going to even overcome the kingdom of Pharaoh, okay? So that's why when Prophet Musa alayhi salam was born, okay? Pharaoh killed a lot of kids, okay? But Allah Almighty saved Prophet Musa, and finally, with Prophet Musa, okay, Allah Almighty killed Pharaoh. Yeah? This story is so long story, we don't have time, okay? I want you to refer to that Tafasir book, okay? The history books. It's so nice, so much messages are there. One message I want to give you once more, okay? When Pharaoh was about to drown in the water, okay? Down the water. He was sinking, okay? He was asking Pharaoh, Prophet Musa, oh Musa, please help me. I did a wrong thing. I will not do it again. Please help me, help me, help me, okay? He was asking Prophet Musa, alayhi salam. But Prophet Musa did not help him. Allah Almighty sent a revelation to Prophet Musa that, oh Musa, did you hear Pharaoh asking you for help? He said, yes. He said, why didn't you help him? He said, well, he was the enemy. I didn't help him. So then Allah Almighty says, do you know what? Prophet Musa says, what? Allah Almighty says that, If Pharaoh in the water, if he was asking for help from me, if he was asking me for help, if he was saying, Ya Rab, save me, I would have saved him. Look, I'm that much kind. I would have saved him from the water, but he didn't ask me. So make sure, inshallah, you ask Allah for help always, okay? Do not be disappointed. Let's go for the Tajweed rules. Make sure I told you. Refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for more explanation.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ. Whenever you see the word إِذْ, okay? Before إِذْ, there is something hidden, okay? That, remember. Alright? وَإِذْ قَالَ. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ. So it means there is a word hidden, which is remember. Or remind yourself of the time. إِذْ means the time, okay? When. وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ, it says, O Prophet Musa, remind of the time, remind yourself of the time, okay? When we rescued you, all right? So, إِذْ has that hidden word with itself, okay? نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ, there is a قَلْقَلَة, but because we have a تَشْدِيد and the next jim has a fatha, the قَلْقَلَة will not be so much clear. نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ, right?
Yes.
نَاكُمْ. So, Fawad, what rule is applied here? Mim plus mim. You're so good at
idgham mithlayn.
Ah, he's good at that. Okay, idgham mithlayn. Najjaynakum min, right? Kum. Uh-huh. Okay, Ali Nasir, you tell me the next rule. Min Ali, is there any rule applied?
Idhar.
Idhar is applied. Where is Idhar applied?
Min have noon sakin.
Min has a noon sakin.
And after it, it's Hamza. That is from
the throat letters. Okay, from... So the rule is this. No change? No merge?
No height?
No rule. Yeah?
Rule is applied.
You just quickly read the noon and as it's noon. So you don't need to change anything. Min... Li, right? Min Ali. There is no min Ali or min Ali or min nothing. Or mi Ali, no. No change. No height, no merge. Min Ali. Fir'aun. Ra is a heavy letter. Sometimes heavy, sometimes light. Here it is sometimes light.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Sometimes light. So it is here light, lightly pronounced. Fir. Because there is
kasra.
A kasra sound before. Either there is a kasra or there is a kasra sound, okay? Fir'auna, auna, okay? Yasumunakum, two long vowel sounds. Yasu, Hassan say, Yasu.
Yasumuna.
It's not yasumuna. 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 It's not o, o, u. Yasumunakum. Su. Al-Azab. Su Al-Azab, right? What is this mad called?
Su Al-Azab?
Yeah, what is the type of mad here?
Wajib Muttasil.
Wajib Muttasil. Why is that wajib?
Because
Hamza and
Mad are in the same
word. Yeah, Hamza and Mad are on the same word. They're Muttasil, that's why it's wajib. Su for six counts. Su Al-Azabi. يذبحون أبناءكم باساكين. It's قلقلة, right?
Yeah.
أبناءكم ناءكم. Is that my wajib?
Yes.
أبناء. أبناء is what? It's wajib.
Yeah.
نساءكم. Again, it's wajib, man.
Yes.
ويستحيون نساءكم. وفي ذلكم بلاء. تنوين فت. تنوين ضمة plus ميم. What rule is applied? Huh?
Idgham.
Idgham. Min Rabbikum. Again, Idgham. Min Rabbikum. Bala it's with Ghunna. Min Rabbikum without Ghunna.
Yes.
Azim. Right. That's all about Tajweed rules here. Make sure, inshallah, you refer to, for explanation, refer to the Tafasir book. And for practicing the Tajweed rules, listen to us again, inshallah. Okay? So, we'll listen to this ayah once.
وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ
Thank you so much. That was all about this ayah. That's all from us for this session, inshallah. See you in the coming sessions. Stay with us. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ali muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان